Welcome to a new episode of the Chris Perchak Show. On this episode, we have a great conversation with Cam Brennick. Cam is an agent for RBA Sports and Scouts Talent for a premier scouting event, the RBA Showcase. The RBA Showcase is a great scouting event that puts talented players in front of NBA and overseas personnel to earn great opportunities. Cam discusses what it was like to see the RBA Showcase back for the first time in years, how players embrace the opportunity of competing at the event, where he sees the event in 5 years, and so much more.
My guest on the podcast is an agent for RBA Sports. He has scouted some of the top talent for the RBA Showcase. His name is Cam Brennick. Cam, how are you today?
I'm great, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I appreciate you having me on here.
No problem, anytime. This was the first year where the RBA Showcase was back due to the COVID pandemic. What was it like just to have the Showcase back for the first time in a few years?
Well, it was great because we didn't get a ton of opportunity, obviously, through the COVID pandemic here to have our players evaluated in person. Obviously, going through COVID, there's a lot of virtual workouts, things of that nature. And having the NBA teams in the facility at Basketball City, as well as some top FIBA clubs from Europe and Asia as well. But even the media and just having a whole event all together, coming together that time was great.
For those who haven't seen what the RBA Showcase is like, how would you describe what happens at Basketball City and what the players are really trying to show?
I think it's a really unique event because, you know, obviously we've run a veteran group previous years. Prior to the pandemic, we've had a rookie group go, but this year was a veteran group, and for the most part, a lot of our guys are competing in front of NBA scouts or executives here and trying to find an opportunity, whether that's making their way onto a summer league roster, getting into a free agent camp, or even so much so making an NBA roster. And, you know, I think for a lot of our guys, you know, it's important, particularly if they've played overseas or been out of the, you know, NBA possibly for a year or two, to keep relevant on the NBA radar. And giving them the opportunity in a, you know, in a setting where it's exclusively, you know, our clients and they're competing in front of these NBA scouts, that's not an opportunity they usually get outside of the pre-draft process. And so to keep them constantly on the NBA radar, I think is really valuable. I think it's a differentiator in terms of, you know, continuing to climb in the NBA marketplace. And obviously, it keeps them with the, you know, the ultimate goal of playing in the NBA. It keeps them relevant on that radar. And, you know, wherever they're playing, they're going to play their way into a situation.
And this is most likely a big event for most of the players that are participating, where it could lead to their next opportunity. What is the mindset of, like, a player before heading into the event?
I think it's to get in the best shape of your life, Chris. I think the biggest thing for a lot of these guys, they're all really talented. In fact, obviously, the NBA, you know, at the highest levels is the top 400 or 500 guys where, you know, they're all super talented. But a lot of these guys can score the ball and facilitate and, you know, rim protection and do a lot of the things NBA guys are currently doing. But I think, you know, when guys come in and show that they're in really good shape, they can communicate. They're obviously, I think the biggest one for us is having fun out there. It shows the NBA scouts and executives that, you know, these are guys that can translate right into the NBA. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's about working hard. There's only so many spots in the NBA. So if you can have fun, work hard, and be in really good shape, that's really something that could help differentiate them throughout the process.
You kind of touched on how just talented the players are who could compete at this event. Are there, like, certain things that players look to show where that things aren't specifically on the court when it comes to these players showing what kind of teammates they can be on the bench or what just kind of teammate that they'll bring to a certain team?
Yeah, I think the obvious one is some of the guys that came out of college or, you know, missed the NBA radar, particularly due to the pandemic. I think the obvious one is this is their first opportunity to get seen in front of, you know, these NBA scouts, coaches, and executives. And obviously you want to come and be in great shape. But I think the second one is you want to show that you're a true professional. You know, I think, you know, a lot of these NBA scouts know how talented these guys are from watching film over time and possibly seeing these guys go play through AAU and the AAU circuit and, you know, the camps and clinics growing up. So really what the differentiator is now is to make sure that they're, you know, showing that they're not only a pro on the court, but they're a pro off the court as well.
You've scouted some really great players that have played at this event. And before talking into those players, what goes into scouting these players before the event and trying to figure out to put the best players on the court?
I think that, you know, our process as an agency when we're looking for players is, you know, we look for players that have NBA talent. Sometimes they may fall below the radar, but I think we've built up a track record and, you know, certainly have a reputation in the NBA of getting players that, you know, deserve opportunity and getting them the opportunity to, you know, make an NBA radar and make the NBA rosters. I think particularly one of the things that kind of, you know, attracts us, you know, to find the proper recruits is, you know, guys that are good people that obviously are great pros on and off the court. And of course, you know, you have to have the talent level to compete at this level. And, you know, that's part of the process of going through the scouting process when they're playing in college or perhaps professionally elsewhere.
Knowing what kind of great showing at the event could lead to, how do players embrace the opportunity of competing at this event?
Well, it's great. Like we said, obviously it's a rare opportunity that a lot of guys don't get, you know, and the biggest one, like I said earlier here on this interview is, you know, a lot of guys, their one opportunity for the most part of getting in front of these NBA teams is in the pre-draft process. And I feel like what we do at the RBA showcase is keep these guys relevant and on the radar. And so every single year, what our clients can look forward to is playing in front of NBA scouts. And that doesn't deter the whole process of getting them to the NBA. And so it keeps this dream alive. It keeps the opportunity alive. And obviously, you know, when guys are looking to play, particularly in the G League or get into summer league or even get into the NBA, you know, you have to think outside the box because there's a lot of guys coming in every year. There's, you know, hundreds of guys trying to make their way into the NBA from college. There's players internationally that are trying to make their way into the NBA. And, of course, there's some veteran players that are playing either internationally or in the G League that are trying to find their way in as well. And so anything you can do to differentiate yourself is great. So I think what our players look forward to is, you know, at the end of the year, you know, they finish their season, assuming they're a free agent and not signed to an NBA roster, they're able to get in front of these teams and compete. And I think that, you know, one of the biggest things is they're finishing their season, they are getting themselves healthy, but then they're right back to it, right? And the pro cycle is a bit crazy, Chris, but the reality of it is, you know, they're coming home, they're resting up a little bit, recovering, and then they're getting in really good shape for an awesome event at Basketball City.
Cam Brennick here on the podcast. Speaking of players who've embraced opportunities at the RBA Showcase, some of those players were Norvell Pell and Terry Taylor. When players go into the RBA Showcase, can they look at players like that and think that they put in the work there, I could do the same, and I could possibly earn those same great opportunities?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at both of those guys were both undrafted in the NBA draft and obviously built out and carved out NBA careers for themselves. They worked incredibly hard and they deserve every bit of success that has come their way. But I also look at guys like Colby Ross. Colby Ross is in our eyes and I think in many people's eyes, including the NBA circles, this kid is an NBA player. And I think what happened this year is he was able to come to the RBA showcase after a great year in Basketball Champions League. And he was able to show that he's ready to kind of get back onto the NBA radar. And he got an opportunity with the Portland Trailblazers. And of course he won an NBA Summer League championship this year. So I think that Colby coming to the event this year really showed NBA people that he's in much better shape. He's getting bigger and better, and I just think the sky's the limit for that kid.
So kind of touch on what you're saying about Colby Ross. Usually there's a player or so that comes out of the showcase that maybe most people don't really know. Would you say that he's a player really to keep an eye on where he can be this next guy to come out of the showcase and he could really use that opportunity to develop himself a long career?
I would say so. I think that there are not a ton of floor generals out there. Colby's absolutely a floor general. This is a guy that had historic numbers in college, can obviously control a game, but I think he's playing at a really high level this year in Europe. He's in Italy Serie A with Varese, and I think what he'll look to do is show that he's an NBA-level point guard over there, and then, of course, coming back to the RBA showcase next year, continue to elevate his NBA stock.
One of the players who has made an impression last year was Terry Taylor. He was able to start off the season on a G League contract and managed to work his way to a two-way and eventually an NBA deal. How do you think he was able to consistently improve where he started out on a G League contract and worked his way towards an NBA deal?
Terry's self-belief is tremendous, and Terry's always been an NBA player since he's been in college. I think it just took a little bit of time for people to understand that because he was coming from a small school. But Terry's heart is tremendous. His abilities are great. Obviously, the one thing, you know, that Terry has going for him is the fact that he outworks everybody. And I think that's the biggest theme of the reason why he made the NBA is because he outworks everybody, not only during the game, but also, you know, in the hours where it's after practice and he's just going into the gym by himself to get better. He loves the game, and I think that that's a huge part of why he's been so successful. The other thing I will say is that, you know, obviously Terry is somebody that translates immediately because he can play multiple positions. I think that, you know, in college, Terry played more power forward, but it's very clear that Terry does have guard skills. I think he was able to show that in NBA Summer League this year, and Terry can now play multiple positions. As for the Pacers this year, he did play some center, definitely played some four, and he's even played some three. So I think the fact that Terry is multiverse, can guard multiple positions, but really, you know, people talk about playing multiple positions on the offense and defense inside of the ball, but I really think Terry can preach that, and he can really do it.
Adonis Arms played well in Summer League. Can you talk a little bit about what he brings to the table and his expectations for his rookie season?
Well, Adonis Arms is another guy where, you know, hard work and testament and confidence is a reason why he's seeing so much success so far. I think the biggest thing with Adonis is he's always had the abilities, and he's had quite some story here, you know, building up to his NBA career is the guy that's played 2 years in junior college at a D2, at a lower D1, and then finishing up at Texas Tech. I think he's had quite a journey, and if there's one guy to bet on, I would definitely bet on Adonis Arms making it in the NBA long term. As far as abilities go, Adonis is another guy that can play multiple positions. He's a super athlete. I think the fact that Adonis can really guard the point guard position is a huge, you know, factor in terms of what the NBA is looking for with his size and his length. You know, obviously, I think the biggest thing that Adonis showed in college, and, you know, and of course, when he was in the NCAA tournament with Winthrop, he was guarding the four man against Villanova. And then, of course, he goes into the Sweet 16 this year with Texas Tech, and he's guarding the point guard on Duke. And so defensive versatility is what's going to get Adonis in the door. But he has a ton of offensive talent. I think this is the guy that had shown, particularly in that last Summer League game, that he can really play at a high level. He can make shots in an efficient clip. And I don't even think people know how good this guy is just yet. We're excited for his future.
For young or first-time players competing at the RBA Showcase, how does the event give those players a platform to create an opportunity to start their professional career?
Well, and of course, like I said, Chris, I think it ultimately gets guys that, you know, an opportunity, you know, in front of these NBA people, and that's invaluable for one. But two, I think that, you know, the biggest thing is, and it's no longer resume that matters. You know, BJ and myself are eye test guys, meaning, you know, we like to evaluate talent in person and see how guys move, shoot, play, and see that talent level up close. And I think that that's something that a lot of NBA people like to kind of how they scout as well. And I think the biggest thing for us, you know, by providing this platform at the RBA Showcase is, you know, resume goes out the door and really comes down to, you know, just watching guys in person. I'd be remiss if I'd say, you know, that it does, you know, the eye test is probably the biggest process, you know, in this whole thing. And being able to evaluate these guys up close, seeing how tall they actually are and how athletic they actually are, and what kind of shape they're in, of course, is a huge part of it. And, you know, obviously, if you're a guy that's under the radar or you feel that you're slept on, this is an event that we've created that, you know, clearly gives guys opportunity. And you don't have to be that All-American in college that was scouted in person or something like that. You can be the guy that has built up a career, whether it's, you know, in the NBA G League or you're a free agent because you've been playing in Europe for the past few years. Of course, it gives you that opportunity to kind of come in and just make a name for yourself immediately within this event.
Is there a difference between the way that first-time players look at an event like this compared to veteran players in terms of those veteran players have that experience playing, they know what certain teams are looking for, and those veteran players are trying to make a great impression on a future team?
Well, I think the obvious one is that, you know, a lot of people always do think that, you know, and it may be rightfully so, that sometimes, you know, veteran players have a more professional mentality about them. We've been lucky enough that all of our young rookie guys are super bright kids and have that pro mentality already. But I do think that, you know, playing the game professionally is something that you can never, you know, take away from somebody, just as far as experience level, seeing the game a bit differently. I would be lying to you if I said I didn't think it was a differentiator. I definitely think it is. I think that the pro game moves differently than college. And I think for that reason, that's why you're seeing so many international players who come over to the NBA or the NBA G League have the success they do, just because they see the game a little bit differently. And that's not to say that, you know, the players here can't adjust. That's just to say that it might take a little bit as far as the transition to from the college game or the amateur game into the professional ranks.
So far, since the RBA Showcase has been around, it's continuously grown. How can you see the event grow more and continue to be one of the top basketball showcases around?
Well, I think the idea is to continue to grow. And, you know, obviously, I think the one thing that we you know, our badge of honor with the showcase here is the fact that we've had every NBA team scout the event. I think over the next few years, we look to continue that trend. And I think, of course, you know, with the ultimate goal of bringing in more European or Asian or Australian market teams to scout the event as well, so we can make this a very full circle process. But as far as, you know, the talent level of players, I think it's grown year after year. I think guys really look forward to the event. And, of course, Chris, appreciate you, because the media covering it is, we would be nothing without the coverage of, you know, getting the name out and obviously coming to the event, talking to our players and making sure that they're spotlighted throughout the process.
If we're looking at this event in 2026, 2027, where is the RBA Showcase? Where do you see the RBA Showcase in 5 years?
I see it as a premier event. I think it already is one, but I think that eventually this event is going to be, you know, a primary focus for NBA people to come scout our and evaluate our talent. And I do think that a lot of NBA contracts are going to be signed because guys performed at the RBA Showcase.
Thank you, Cam, for your time today, for appearing on the podcast to speak about the RBA Showcase. I greatly appreciate it.
Chris, appreciate you. Thanks.
That was Cam Brennick here on the podcast.